Greetings, I am Marcus Tullius Cicero. I was born in the year of 106 to a seemingly wealthy family. My mother was of the Helvius family, while my father is from the Tullius family. I had gone through education under the house of Crassus, and eventually went on to being taught by Scaevola the Augur, who was a consul in 117. When I came of age to be able to work in the law of the Roman Republic, I wanted to uphold the traditions of how the Republic had always been ran. I looked up to Crassus and his skills as an orator, and I had hoped that I could be as well-spoken as he was. Instead of going into the military, I stuck to gaining more education to deal with the political turmoil that was going through the Republic during the 80s. In the early 70s, I traveled around trying to get a better understanding of being an orator. When I came back in 77, I wanted to immediately start gaining supporters to be able to run for a role in the political system. I had also ended up marrying my first wife, Terentia. In 76, I had my first success, and I was able to be a quaestor and ended up serving in Sicily. In 69, I undertook the prosecution of Verres, which aided me in becoming a better orator and gave me the experience and reputation that I needed for future political offices. Eventually, I was elected praetor in 67, and I had taken on many cases afterwards to continue building my background. I had helped people that I was friends with or that I had supported, and I was able to win many of the cases that I had argued for. I had ended up running for the consulship in 63 and won it, even though I was going against worthy opponents Antonius and Catiline. I had managed to win it in my first attempt and at the earliest age that you could run for. I had built up many relationships and gained the support that I had needed to put me in the office that I had wanted at the time. Being consul is one of my greatest achievements. I tended to go against anything that promoted change in the government. I was a strong advocate for keeping the traditional Republican values in Rome. The problems that kept arising in the Republic, especially among the Senate, was something that I was very aware of, but I wasn't focused on that. I was focused on getting people to stick with the way we had ruled for so many years. I see now how that could have negatively impacted my future, as I tended to lose a lot of trust in people and not many liked how radically conservative I was. I have attributed most of my successes to be able to turn down the advances that would oppose the traditional republics that I knew and loved at the time. While both Catiline and I were running for consulship, Catiline had plotted to assassinate many officials and burn the cities in hopes that he would end up winning. There were numerous letters that had been sent out around the Senate that were telling people to leave the city. At the time, I was wanting to get as many votes as I could so I would win, and I thought that putting an end to this conspiracy would end up helping my cause. Catiline had pleaded that he was not guilty in sending these letters, which was to be expected, and offered to go into a form of exile. He ended up disappearing from the city. I had gone through the process of finding the conspirators who were tied to Catiline and had forced them to give up the names and plans that had been concocted. I had personally wanted an immediate execution of the ones involved, but Julius Caesar thought that was a bad idea. He argued that they should be imprisoned, which I thought that they deserved worse than that. I had many people on my side saying that the execution was the best option, but we ended up listening to what Julius Caesar had offered because he didn't want the Senate to be hasty with their actions. Seeing as I had been the one who had found the conspirators and had people backing my decisions, I ended up using my executive power as a consul to execute them without a trial. I believe this to be one of my greatest achievements of my entire political career. But I also recognize that maybe I acted too rashly because I ended up being exiled 4 years later due to my actions, and I ended up losing a lot of trust in people. In exile, I wrote many letters to Rome expressing how I wanted to come back because it was the only place where I could save the Roman Republic from crumbling. I wrote the De Republica while I was in exile more as a way to express how the Republic should be functioning and how I intended to make it better. I had made a point to express that any form of tyranny, oligarchy, or anarchy were not proper forms of government in that they lacked legitimacy. The fact that I was no longer in Rome was making it crumble more than it should have been. While I was in exile, Caesar had tried to help me by offering for me to be an ally in the First Triumvirate. I didn't take that offer. I thought of it as a plot that would ultimately bring down the Republic, which is something that I didn't support. Before I was exiled, there was a bit of peace, but after the Catiline conspiracy had ended, it didn't end up staying peaceful. The support I had gained from my constant speeches and prosecutions was slowly dwindling. I didn't know how to fix the problems of the Republic, and I definitely could not fix them since I was exiled from Rome. While I was exiled, Caesar and Pompey were in a civil war, and it looked like neither of them were going to give up. I had attempted to get Pompey to agree with a constitutional government, but that didn't seem to work out due to Caesar demanding to be consul. In the long run, I was gaining more enemies than I was friends. By the year 59, I had agreed to giving speeches that would end up supporting Caesar and his ideas. This didn't mean that I had agreed to be on his side, but it was more or less to reduce the constant civil wars. During this time, I had tried to get Pompey to stay away from Caesar and his plans for Rome, but he had constantly refused me. In 51, I had agreed to governing the province of Cilicia due to a supposed invasion from the Parthians. The Parthians never invaded, but I did stop minor problems. I highly anticipated getting some form of honor for those deeds that I had done in Cilicia. I had even sent letters to Rome asking for triumphs and honors, but the Senate said that a supplicato would be better for me. I ended up being congratulated by the majority of my friends as well as Caesar himself. Caesar and I didn't have a bad relationship. We got along as acquaintances. There were times when I needed him and when he needed me, but it wasn't something that I was fully invested in. Caesar had looked to me for help in writing letters, and he admired the literary accomplishments I had obtained. I didn't like the majority of things that Caesar did. He was very much on the opposite side of how Rome should be ran, while I stuck to the very traditional ways. It's possible that along the lines of people looking towards Caesar and how popular he was, becoming after Gaul and the First Triumvirate is what led to people disapproving my actions. I was looking out for what was best for Rome, but Caesar had managed to pull everyone to his side, which led to me losing more and more trust in him. Apart from the political problems that I had to deal with, I was also dealing with domestic problems. My brother Quintus, who was married to my friend Atticus's sister, had divorced his wife. This in turn led to me having to repay a dowry that I didn't want to have to do. My daughter, as well, had divorced her husband, Publius Cornelius Dolabella, but he has yet to repay the dowry, even though he owes me for helping him through his trials. Both of these problems should not have been things that I needed to deal with and only added on to my financial problems. Upon the death of Julius Caesar, I had had many ups and downs. Things were rough for me. I had ended up retiring from my position in politics because it seemed as though people were no longer in full support of me and my actions. While I was only wanting the best for the city of Rome, it seems as though not everyone agreed with me. Now that Caesar has passed, I want a second chance. I know I can redeem myself. The Republic is what is best for Rome, and I intend to keep it that way, or at least in some shape of a republic that it shows the traditional standards that we used to know and love in the city of Rome.